panelists on our current affairs program focus had consensus opinion that the fight against terrorism must involve everybody and all institutions, since attackers do not single out particular people. The public relations director of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawine Atintande, said even though the nation is ready to deal with any terrorist attacks with the deployment of soldiers across the country, the soldiers need the fullest cooperation of all stakeholders to be able to locate places and individuals who have the potential to cause trouble.
It's a situation and it's a threat that affects every single individual. It is not just a soldier, it's not just a policeman, it's not just a national security operative. It is every single individual. Because anybody who wants to attack you or do anything to you would first and foremost be looking at your soft spot. And by soft spot, you're looking at situations where, for example, people would least expect anything like that to happen. You take the Kenyan situation, for example, and I believe that they really did their study and they knew that that was a soft spot which they would attack. And of course, they didn't come in big vehicles and shouting all over. It was very stealthy. Every single individual, whether you're a man or a woman, a child or a whatever, whether you are belong to this party or that party, you are belong to this religion or that religion, it does not really matter. You as an individual, you must be very, very vigilant. You must be very conscious of things that are happening around you. You must at any given time know exactly what is happening and who you can talk to. You must have the eye to see the unusual things that happen, because these are the things that, for example, we take for granted. And by the time we realize, it hits us very hard in the face.
An expert on the Middle East and political Islam, Ebad Ibrahim, noted that the fight against terrorism should not be seen as a fight against Islam, but a fight against insurgent groups that use Islam as a basis for launching attacks with the objective of destabilizing countries through evil means. According to him, these insurgent groups do not represent Islam, but constitute a fringe group whose ideology is not in tune with Islam, a religion which is for peace.
The ilk of terrorism we are witnessing on the continent now comes out of religious fanatism, but issues of poverty, unemployment and marginalization are also underlying factors. But I want to say and state categorically that those people who carry out all these attacks do not represent us as Muslims. They are a fringe group. They are just like a single particle in a sand dune of multitudes of peace-loving Muslims around the world. They make up less than 0.2% of the 1.7 billion Muslims we have. Therefore, we completely dissociate ourselves from the irrational killing of innocent people. Our religion preaches peace, and then it preaches harmony with people of other faiths. So let's keep the peace. Ghana is a wonderful country. Not a single blood should be shed in the name of somebody's zealotry about their own understanding of religion. We should continue to be in peace, our Christians and Muslims, and our traditionalists as well.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.